is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing from the Heart with Linda Helms. Linda Helms is a gifted energy intuitive and certified practitioner of an advanced energy healing technique called Simply Align, which clears blocks in the body's energy systems. The healing works on all levels, and all of you listening in this hour have the opportunity to receive this healing now. Please welcome back Linda Helms to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Linda Helms here. Happy to have you with me today. And I have an exciting show for you. It's very cutting edge, hot off the presses. And anyway, a lot of good stuff coming. So just in case you're listening later, I just want to say today's March 3rd, so 3/3/22. And the interesting things that are happening in our world is that we have Russia busy in the Ukraine, and the People's Convoy is coming to Washington, D.C. So a lot going on in the world. And my inspiration for today is peace, that how we can have personal peace and that how we can help the world find its way and that there can be world peace. And before we go deeper into it, I have a story I want to share that I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm just one person. Like, what can I do? And some of these topics that need to be talked about are so emotional. It's hard to even broach the subject that there's a lot of polarization going on. And anyway, so I've been thinking about like how I'm just one person. And the story I want to share is I went to a rally a couple of weeks back, and it's always interesting to me when I go to a rally, like who's going to be there, how many people are going to be there, how many people think this topic is important. Anyway, so I went, I was happy I was there. Like I wanted to be there as part of the crowd. I was like one of like a lot of people. And then, so as the rally progressed, I thought, you know what, there's more to just being one person, that because I came, I went to this rally, a friend of mine came. So really, it just wasn't one person standing there. It was two people standing there. And we're both middle-aged women. On the train to the rally, we met a young girl, and we were just so encouraged that young people are stepping forward and being more, getting more active in world events. So that was encouraging. And then the other thing that happened is later on in the rally, there was some, there's a small group of, they were young people, like young adults, I don't know what age, like maybe around college age or something, that they were within the boundary of the rally, and they were chanting, they had some mantra or chant that they were doing that was against what the rally was for, and it was very annoying. And actually, the police were standing between them and the group. And you know, usually when there's counter-protesters, there's a big, they have them like across the street, like there's a huge separation. And these particular protesters were like in our space with the police protecting them. And a young man had a megaphone, and he kept on saying whatever the chant was over and over again. And I'm trying to listen to the speeches and block it out and say, they're just there to like push our buttons to provoke somebody. And I just said a prayer and said, you know, make whatever's going on, like, could they find peace and like let it go and go about their way. And nothing happened. And then it came to me that I'm supposed to say a prayer with my friend that this is bigger than me and we need to say it out loud. And as we were, I was saying a prayer and asking for his megaphone to die, it came to my awareness that there's an evil spirit with him. And we asked Archangel Michael to, yeah, remove the evil, the dark spirit. And that was the prayer, to remove the dark spirit and that the megaphone would die. Like it would only have, at some point, it only had so much power, battery power and life in it. Anyway, we said the prayer, said amen. And then 30 seconds later, my girlfriend turns to me and says, Linda, the megaphone died. And I was like, hallelujah. And then here, I'm one small person and I did one small thing, yet it helped multiple people and provided peace for our little space there. And there's one more piece I want to share is the group still kept on chanting. So there was a couple of girls, like four or five girls, and then another young man, and they didn't have the megaphone anymore to prompt them, but they were still chanting. And it was annoying. Like, I'm trying to pay attention to the speakers and stay in a good place. And the same thing, I say a little prayer, nothing happens, and I'm like, I get it. So I turn to my friend, we say another little prayer together. And this time what I picked up on is there were some dark entities that were hanging out with this with a small group. And we same thing, asked Archangel to escort the dark entities away, convert them to light. And the same thing happened later. 30 seconds later, the group of young people, they went quiet. They were still standing there, just quiet and respectful. So anyway, I just wanted to share that story that we think, you know, I'm just one person, like, what can I do? And I'm on a rally, like, why would my energy healing powers come into play? And here I got to use them, but it was in alignment with my girlfriend, that our hearts came together. So I just want to give you listeners encouragement that you do have power. You're more powerful than you know. And you have the perfect gifts and talents and skills to do exactly what's needed in your world, which is our world. We're all in this together to help make it a better place. So today I want to speak words of encouragement, words of hope, and yeah, that we've got this and we can do this together. All right, so that's my story. Let me take a pause here, and I just want to share a little bit about what to expect for the show. Ooh, and I'm starting to yawn. Ooh, that just means I'm clearing something. Ooh, so we'll be using the breath to release things in our body that are stuck. We'll be using the breath to put affirmations in place. I'm a big affirmations person, the I am, the statement of creation. We'll be using that. I ask you to be open and just trust the work that we are doing today, that it's way out there. If it doesn't feel right, you know, maybe it's not for you at this time. That's fine, that we all go through different seasons when we're open to different things. Anyway, I just ask for your openness and your trust. And I'm starting to yawn again, so let's all take a few moments and take a few breaths here. So imagining this beautiful white light coming in from Source, from God, from the universe, whatever you call for you as a higher power, from the divine, coming from above, dropping down, dropping into our bodies on the inhale, releasing whatever doesn't serve us on the exhale. Take breath in. Long, beautiful, slow release out. Big breath in. Ooh. And when you hear me yawning, and you might be yawning yourself, it just means it's an extra deep clearing. Go for it. Enjoy it. My healing team is present today. Each of you all have a healing team. Your healing team is present. A few more just slow, deep breaths. Deep breath in, those white light from Source entering our body, filling our bodies, filling our lungs. And stress, whatever doesn't serve, is releasing on the exhale. Ooh, that was a big one. Beautiful. Beautiful. And, yeah, at the end we'll do a little wrap-up. For now, I think we're going to keep on going here. Oh, I spoke too soon. There's another breath. Ooh. Ooh. intention. So before we get really deep into the healing program, I want to take a moment and ask if you could notice an intention rising up for you for today, that this is all about peace, and we'll be using the violet flame. And when I say peace, it could be personal peace for yourself. It could be national peace. There could be a certain topic or a subject area where you're looking to invite peace in. It could be political world peace. Just notice what's calling your heart, what's calling your attention. And asking that you set an intention that for this time and for this space, that as we do the work, that peace will come to that which you have in your mind, for the intention that you've set. Beautiful. And I see this beautiful vortex of energy coming down from Source, supporting our healing. Beautiful. This vortex is dropping down through our head, dropping down into our heart. So the way I see it, it looks like the shape of a tornado, but it's not a tornado. It's gentle and it's healing. It's dropping in. It's dropping in healing energy for our heart. I see stress getting released. I see fear getting released. So I just ask that you keep on with a slow, deep breath. And we're going to intentionally do some releasing here. So let's, with this energy coming in, release fear. Big breath in, and on the exhale, releasing the fear. Releasing anxiety, same thing, big breath in. This may sound like a weird word to you. I'm just going to put it out there, violation. And what that means to me is like a violation of our spirit, a violation of our sense of what's right and wrong, that a violation has occurred, that things that are going on that feel to us that it's a violation of justice. There are many things. So giving it a breath and releasing this energy. And let me clarify this a little bit. It could be true that there was a violation. It did happen. It did occur. What happens is when we stay in that energy, we attract more of it and we get stuck. So it's acknowledging that, yes, this feeling is rolling around inside of my body, that I no longer want to hold on to it. You'll still have the memory that it happened. You'll still have the memory that you felt that way. We're releasing the emotion, setting it free so that we can hold light. Beautiful. Few more breaths. Oh, that was a big one. That was a big one. And inviting in the energy of peace. The same thing on the breath. The inhale, peace is coming in and it stays. So I see peace dropping into our lungs. Deep breath. Good, something got released. Beautiful work, you're doing great. Another breath in. He's breathing in peace. He's going to the heart. Oh, beautiful. Two things are happening. We're getting healing energy in and stuff is still releasing. Next, we're going to the large intestines. Big breath in, breathing in peace. Sending it to the large intestines, the colon. Ooh. Ooh. that was big. What I saw was like an eruption of a stop of service. Stopping of service, so releasing and allowing our colon to process, to release toxins, to release old byproducts. Blockages, yeah, releasing emotional blockages in the large intestine. Big breath in. Oh, that was a really big release. Beautiful work, folks. All right, that's feeling good. Sometimes I've found in this work that it helps to set a baseline, like clear the body and get it settled so that we can go even deeper. So it feels like that's what we're doing now, is like clearing the slate, clearing the decks. Yeah, a few more breaths. Deep breath in. Ooh, light. Light's coming in as we breathe in. This is general healing. It looks like this beautiful white light. And it's changing colors. Another breath in. This is now it's rainbow light. It's pretty special. That doesn't happen very often. We're doing advanced work today here, folks. You're saying 1, 2, 3 more breaths. So this rainbow light is coming in on the inhale. Beautiful. Sending healing energy to different areas of our body where we need it. And long exhale. Folks, it looks like we're doing a house cleaning. So 3 breaths, 3 long, this rainbow light, breathing it into our body. Ooh, and exhale, what doesn't serve? Inhale. Exhale. Beautiful. I'm doing a scan now of you and the listening audience. You look beautiful. You look beautiful. Anything else? Yeah. Everything feels good. And for you that listen later on, trust, yes, that the energy is getting woven, this healing energy is getting woven into my words and into the, when you replay it, the healing energy will be present for you as well. Yes, setting an intention that you that listen to it later will receive healing. And actually, I just want to invite the listening audience that if you decide you want to go back and listen to this show again, that it will reinforce the healing and go even deeper for you. Okay, that feels good. I'm going to take a pause here. And usually I invite you guys to get a drink of water so you have it nearby to stay hydrated. So I'm going to take a pause, get some water for myself. I'm going to go on mute so you don't hear me drinking it. And then please get some water for you to help the energy move. We're doing big stuff today. So please get some water. Be right back. Okay. I'm just checking in where we need to go next. All right. Right, we're going for it. Ooh. 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 I'm still doing some clearing. So I invite you a few more breaths. This beautiful, yeah, we're going to stick with the rainbow light coming in on the inhale. And it's going past your lungs. If you could imagine, it goes out. So the lungs are kind of like these 2 cylinders, one on each side, like butterfly wings, that the energy, this beautiful rainbow energy comes into your lungs and it keeps on going. This goes out and through all of your body. And your body is loving it. It's welcoming the light. It's welcoming the healing. Yes, your body's saying, hallelujah, this is the best thing ever. It's simple and super healing. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to switch gears here and talk a little bit about the violet flame. So I got to give you a little background. So I got together with my girlfriend, and last week was a pretty rough week for many different reasons. There's a lot of energy going around to help us evolve in the planet, and then a lot of things are going on politically. And then some of you may know that we lost our son last year. He's my only son. So on a personal note, like, I'm still grieving and dealing with that. And last week, I spent a lot of time spinning my wheels and not getting much done. Like, I'm checking my phone, I'm checking the news feed, and checking all these different, all this information's coming in. And I'm like, well, I knew this might happen, and this is, like, it's been prophesied, and, like, good is coming out of it. But then there's a lot of, like, it's shaking the world, it's shaking my inner world, there's a lot of shaking going on. And I was really rattled last week and not getting much done at all. And I got together with my girlfriend, and we asked that, how could we help, how could we serve to help with world peace, to help with all this shaking that's going on and all these different levels and layers. And what came to us is the violet flame. And it's been around for a while, and I know a lot of people know about it. It came to us and it, with a super easy technique on how we can use it, and I want to share it today. And it's just easier than you could have, but just, it's just unimaginably easy. That the spiritual team that we're working with, they gifted it to us, and it's a gift for you as well, that this violet flame, they said all we have to do is breathe, to breathe it in, that it's already here, it's in the world, it's in the planet, it's here. All we have to do is breathe it in, and we can have the energy of the violet flame. And I know it sounds like it's too easy to be true, and I want to share a little story to give you some background. So when my son was real sick in the hospital, and I might have shared this story before, but it's so perfect for what I want to how I want to explain things. So anyway, when he was sick in the hospital, I was in distress that, for me, food is medicine. Food, when you eat the right foods, it can help you heal. Like, beets are good for the liver, celery is good for cleansing, like, they're all, parsley is good for cleaning your blood. Like, there are all these different foods, simple foods that you can eat them in a multitude of different ways, and they can help you not just live, not just exist, but heal and to flourish. So I know this. My son's super sick in the hospital, and I'm a nurse, so I'm, like, really curious on how they're going to support his healing. And what I learn is that they're giving him this tube feeding, so essentially it's a powder that's reconstituted, and it has a mix of the basics of what his body would need. And it was mostly protein, because when you have carbs and fat, it takes oxygen, and he was short on oxygen. So they're giving him this high protein shake, let's just say it, of two feeding, and basic supplements, like just what you would need, like vitamin C, what you'd need if you're just a regular walking around the world kind of person, or vitamin D, like just basics. And we need a lot of vitamin C for the body to rebuild. He needed a huge amount of vitamin D for his immune system, because he was still under a lot of stress. And they're just giving him, like, the normal recommended dose for just like a regular human being. So what I did is I asked my healing team, it's actually anybody's healing team, if they would feed him. And that's what they did. They sent him energy. It was nourishment. And the way I saw it come in like as a cloud. And when the healing, the nourishment came into him, like, you know how you look up at a sky, like a dark sky, like there's no clouds, even there's no moon, and you see a few stars. That's what it looked like when the nutrition started for my son. And that over time, as his body got acclimated, because he was super malnourished, that where he could, he was healthier and he could handle more of the nourishment coming in, I saw this, the light above him, it kept on filling in and filling in, where there was more density to the nutrition that was showing up. And I don't know how they got it in his body. I have no idea. I just trusted that they knew that what they were doing. I don't know if they got it in through his skin. I have no idea how they got it into his body. Yet they did. My husband, my son, his body was healing, and truly the doctors and the nurses were scratching their head. They didn't really expect him to get better. They expected him to die. And he had general body healing, and I knew the nutrition was part of it. And they kept the team, the healing team, kept it going where it got to the point where when it was full on, so this is over like 3 weeks, that when I looked, and this is in my mind's eye, that the nutrition over him, that looked like a dense cloud where it was solid white, and there were just a little specks of clearness every here and there where like it wasn't a salt, there was just it wasn't totally dense, that it was like the light coming through. And I was so grateful that somehow this nutrition showed up, like the energy surrounded him, somehow his body absorbed it and was on board. And truly, his body, different organs of his body healed, his lung tissue was healing, like a number of different things happened. And I feel like it's an analogy to what the team is doing for us now with this violet flame, that when I've learned about the violet flame, like to access it, would have to do a deep meditation. I needed to visualize the violet flame coming through, down through the different dimensions, like starting up at the 16th or the 12th dimension and dropping down to it started at 16 and dropped down to 15, 14, 13, like dropped through all the dimensions. And finally, it would get down to me, like I'm moving around between third, fourth, and fifth dimension. Like, to me, that takes a lot of concentration, a lot of, like, dedication and focus. And now we can skip all that, and it's here. The violet flame is here. It's around us that I visualize. For me, I visualize it just, like, right in front of me. And all I need to do is breathe and breathe it on board. So I have a little more to the story on how it showed up, and then we'll take some time to actually work with it for a little bit. And I feel some of you might already be doing it, so just taking some slow, deep breaths. And imagining the violet flame coming into your body, into your lungs. And it just keeps on going. It spreads out. It comes into the interior of the lungs, and then it flows out into your body. Beautiful, beautiful. Ooh. I want to take a moment and share how this has helped me. So the other thing the team suggested is to breathe every hour and breathe in the violet flame. So I took it to heart and I did it. So my baseline is last week I was kind of a hot mess. Like I was pretty stirred up, pretty spun up, and I really wasn't doing much. I wasn't very productive. And I'm like you, I need to get things done in my life. Like it's fine to know what's going on in current events, but I have certain responsibilities and things I want to do in life. So what changed is, I want to share what changed, is I calmed down. That nothing else changed. Like I'm doing everything I do. Like I eat healthy, I do yoga, I walk, I do everything. Nothing else changed. I'm just working with the violet flame. Then in 24 hours, I calmed down. And I had this clarity that came over me, like, oh, of course. Like, this is what I need to do first in my life. And once I get that taken care of, I just move on to do this. Like, I had total clarity, and I was able to move and execute. So the example I want to share is, so I need to plan my son's celebration of life. And it's very emotional for me. So, I haven't been doing much at all. Like, I think about it every once in a while and put down on a piece of paper, like, I should do this. Like, remember to reserve rooms or something else. But then I don't do anything. So, like, it's not moving forward. So I've been moving forward. I've had the best week ever that we've nailed down things with the location where we're going to have the celebration of life, nailed down the rooms, reserved the room, sent out the save the date notice. I have a caterer in the works. Total change. And so for me, this was huge because it was like an emotional minefield. I had been tiptoeing around saying, I know I need to do this, but I couldn't do it. So I just want to share that as an example of how powerful this violet flame is. And this is from my personal life. Like, this is what I have going on. That the other thing I've learned is that it adapts, that it will adapt to what you need and what's going on in your life and help you get to where you want to be, to sort out whatever needs to be sorted out, to have the emotional peace that you need. It is super powerful and so adapting. Okay, you guys are with me. And I have another story I want to share about how it helps with relationships. So for the celebration of life, I'm working with my husband, and we're starting to talk about the food. Well, my son, he's 25 years old, and he liked standard American foods like pizza and hamburgers, barbecue, chicken wings, that sort of thing. So my husband said to me, you know, our son loved chicken wings. We have to have chicken wings at the party. And I'm thinking, they're messy. Like, it's hard to stand up and eat chicken wings. Like, we're talking finger food and mingling. Like, it's messy. You have to have something to do. Somehow need to clean your hands. Like, I'm thinking, that's going to be, like, kind of difficult. And I'm not, like, really excited about the idea. And my husband is getting more emotional. He's like, this is what Justin would have wanted. So here's the magic of the violet flame, that I'm looking at my husband and I'm taking a pause and I'm like, he's really emotional. He's very adamant. This isn't something to negotiate with. And I thought, you know what? And I'm getting stirred up too because I have my own emotions. I took a moment and took one breath and I breathed in the violet flame. I just set an intention with my breath that I'm breathing in the violet flame. I'm doing it now to recreate it. Everything changed. My husband's total demeanor changed. I could see it on his face. His total body language changed. And he said to me, this is like in 30 seconds, he said, Linda, it'll be fine. We'll work it out. And I changed. That for me, like the intensity had been building up. Like, I'm right, you're wrong. And I'm like, I know there's a better way, but that's where I was going. And I was diffused as well. So I just want to share, like, it's almost like magic, but it's not magic. It's just a super powerful tool that it's here for us. Yeah, I want to say who wants us to have it, and I don't even know who. Like, it's God wants us to have it. Our team wants us to have it. The beings of light that support us in our healing journey, they want us to have it. We are so supported in where we're at. It's this huge gift. And, oh, just going back to my story, I have one more little thing that happened. So I'm telling my girlfriend about it and how my husband and I are at loggerheads over chicken wings. Like, that's how emotional we are. Like, we're having a hard time with this celebration of life. And my girlfriend said to me, she said, you know, you can get boneless chicken wings. And I'm like, oh, of course. So the same thing, the violet flame was there. Now I think it's a really funny story, but it's just trying to bring to life how this simple technique is a game changer and how we can easily embrace it. And I told you in my story, like I just took a breath. Like that's how powerful it is. Okay, so I feel like now's a good time to let's take a few breaths now. You can imagine beautiful violet flame. However it appears to you, just trust. So for me personally, I see it as a flame, but then I also see it as energy, like a cloud of energy around it. And actually, I'm getting a download here. They're telling me it's not really a flame, but it is energy. They call it a flame, so it gives us something physical so that we can imagine it in our 3D world. But they're saying, yes, it's an energy, and it just is. And, oh, this is like love, that we don't have to do anything to deserve it or earn it. It just is. It exists. It's here for our healing. Let's take a few moments and breathe it in. Breathing in the violet flame. Breathing in the violet flame energy. Beautiful. I see some of you in the listening audience, I see the violet flame expanding so that it's filling up your whole trunk. So from like your hips to your shoulders. Yeah, just trust. It's there. Yeah, it's a gift. For our healing, the peace. So I see the violet flame getting really heavy in our first chakra. So that's where we hold a lot of fears related to what's going on with political events. So that makes sense. It's helping us to feel grounded, helping us to feel safe no matter what's going on politically. Oh my gosh, I love working with you guys. So I saw it, just the violet flame take a big leap, getting bigger, expanding. So now I see it going from like our knees to above our heads. Beautiful. As we breathe in, the violet flame energy continues to grow. Okay, what's coming to me is wickedness. And let me understand this. Yeah, what I'm getting is that each of us individually has a sense of there's wickedness in the world. And the violet flames, one of its callings is to eradicate the wickedness, to eradicate the darkness. Beautiful. I'm seeing the violet flame expand. I'm seeing it now go from our feet to way above our heads. Breathing in the violet flame energy. So remember the intention that you set earlier at the beginning of the show where I asked you to send sense of where you would want to send peace. So for you, for me, I shared stories where I used it for my physical body and my personal relationship. However, this can be used for world peace. My two girlfriends that I work with, this violet flame that's anchored into the center of the earth. And they've been using it to send this violet flame energy around the world. So my one girlfriend, she sent it, so I'm here in Maryland, so she sent it west from here over to, through starting on the east coast and sending all the way over to the west coast. And my other girlfriend started here and she sent it east. It's going around, actually she sent it both ways, east and west. It's going around, crossing the Atlantic Ocean. It's taking some time to get across. And I see each of us that there's this matrix. So there's a grid around the earth, but there's also a matrix where we're all interconnected. I see us stepping into the matrix of supporting this violet flame that's wrapping the earth. It's like not an energy shield. You know how like Saturn has a ring around it? That's what I'm seeing. It's a ring of violet flame energy surrounding the, like going around the equator, surrounding the planet. And expanding. It's expanding down and up, like expanding down to the surface and expanding up to the atmosphere. And touching the hearts of people. Breathing in the violet flame and connecting with the your intention from the beginning of the program. So it could be sending peace to Ukraine. It could be sending peace to Canada. It could be sending peace to your personal family, family of origin, whatever. Yeah. Follow your calling. Follow your heart. Beautiful. And I'm just checking in that where we need to go next. Do we need some affirmations? Yes. So each of us connecting each of us to trust. I know, like, sometimes when I do this energy work, it's hard to trust. It's nice when somebody else comes along and says, oh, I see this happening. Like, I might be over, like, someplace doing figure eights, and somebody else says, oh, I see the room filled with figure eights. Like, it's nice to get a confirmation. So I want to plug in for each of us that we trust. I like to do the, if you can say in your head, I trust. And another thing, same thing, if you can say in your head, I am trusting. I am trusting. I'm trusting my work with the violet flame. You hear me yawning and clearing. I'm just clearing more. If you need to yawn, go for it. Beautiful work. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, folks, I'm checking my notes here. We're going to start wrapping up. Yeah, I have one more story I want to share. I want to see if there's anything else on violet flame. Oh, so sometimes I like to know, like, what's happening. It's just, like, I like to know the mechanics. So what I'm learning about the violet flame is it transmutes. And when I think of mutation, I think of like bacteria and viruses, you know, that there's a different variation and that they're getting, just causing disease in a different kind of way. And actually, I want to clarify what they're what the violet flame does is it transmutes negative energy. So like my stories with my husband, the negative energy of fear, anxiety, stress, judgmentalness, it got transmuted and it shifted to peace, shifted to love, shifted to acceptance, shifted to hearing the other person's position. And it's adaptable. That's what I love about the violet flame, that it will adapt to what you need. Yeah, so ask for it, embrace it, and breathe it in. Breathe it in. And the other thing I want to share, if you want to make it more formal, the other thing I learned is that it's attaching itself to time. So what I tried to do when I first started using it is every hour, like breathe on the hour with the intention that, like for this hour, it would be filled with the violet flame. So for sustained use, sustained benefit, every hour, connecting to the violet flame and taking a breath. Beautiful. And the other thing I want to share is I love numbers. I love to just like have an awareness. And three is kind of magical. So sometimes when I really want to connect with the violet flame, I do three breaths and I can't remember the magic behind it. But I know somehow three is, it's either divine. There's a lot of meanings around three. So sometimes I'll take three breaths and really get the violet flame going with intention. Ooh, beautiful, beautiful. Anything else? That feels good. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, anything else? Yeah. Okay, what's coming up is a timeline, and usually this is, we're in a group here, there for fear. Oh, it's when fear came into our lives. So for each of us that's on the call and those that listen later, if there's a particular age where fear showed up in your life, in this particular life, and left a huge imprint, setting an intention to release it with a breath, a big breath in. Beautiful. The reason this is important is sometimes when things happen in our past, they leave such a big imprint that we think, well, life can't be any different. Like, this happened to me. I'm not seeing it different. So we're going after the first time in our life when something really, really fearful happened. Like, we feared for our life. We thought we might die. We thought we might lose our parents. Like, I have no idea, but true gut-wrenching fear, releasing the emotions around it that are stored in our body. Beautiful work, yes. Ooh, beautiful work. Any additional affirmations at this time? Three affirmations. Okay, the first affirmation is, I'm happy to be free. So what that means to me is to be free of the negative energy, that when we're free of the negative, we can hold more light. And as we hold more light, we support the healing of our whole planet. That, yeah, we lift our vibration for ourselves, and it lifts the vibration of those in our little, the people that we touch, we think about, and we raise the vibration of the planet. Yes. Okay, the next affirmation is, I am powerful and content. I am powerful. Let's breathe it in. then I am content. Let's breathe that in. And let me explain this. So I might not be content, but this is where I want to go. So if I say I am content, this is what I want to create, that I will attract those things that will help me create that situation. So that's where we're going. That's what I want to offer. I am content. And the last one, I am safe and secure. That we're held in God's hands. We're protected and we are safe. All right, beautiful work, everyone. I'm going to wrap up here and just say a little bit more about how you can find more about me. But first, let's do the wrap up. Dedicating all the work in this session to the listening audience and to those that listen later. That the listening audience accepts this work, they allow this work, they receive the work. Yeah. And then the aura, releasing negativity from the aura. Let's give it a breath. Actually, three breaths. And then we are the light. Or you could say in your head, I am the light. I am light. Oh my gosh, you all look so beautiful. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing your body full of the rainbow light that we worked with earlier. And then there's an overlay of this violet flame and it's huge. All right, you guys, beautiful work today. And I want to offer that I also do individual sessions customized to whatever is going on in your life. So it could be anxiety, depression, OCD, fears, unfounded fears, or even founded fears, anything that's going on in your life. That I love working with people one-on-one to go in deep, get to the root cause, and to support you in your healing journey. That you can find more about me on the News for the Soul. On the homepage, there's my picture, Healing from the Heart. And you can also find, I have a website, lindahelms.com. It's really easy. And yes, I love working with people. And that the healing goes even deeper. It's super profound. That people report being free from things that have that's been with them for, they just thought they would never go away. They've tried therapists. They've tried other energy modalities. And there are answers out there. Yeah, I'm here. Love to work with you. I wish you all the best. May it go well and be well. Wishing you light, joy. Have fun with the violet flame. Email me if you have any questions. That you can contact me through my website. And yes, again, it's been an honor to be with you today. So again, Linda Helms. I'm here the first and the third Thursday of the month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and Healing from the Heart. All the best. I wish you well. Much love and joy. Goodbye for now. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. Newsforthesoul.com.